This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So the NBA trade deadline has passed. It's 2 minutes after three right now. So the big headline on ESPN right now as they break it down. Bogdan Bogdanovic goes to the Clippers in a trade from the Hawks. But the big headline is Kevin Durant not traded by the Suns. So they were shopping him. Before you signed on this afternoon, Crowder, I was reading a tweet from Barry Jackson about an hour ago. He tweeted out, as we and others reported, the Heat wanted Durant, but had a line it wouldn't cross. Brian Windhorst just reported now that when Miami asked for Durant, the Suns made a massive request, picks and young players. The Suns are now taking calls on Durant from others who might be more willing to give up the farm. Obviously, they did not find anyone willing to give up the farm. So the Heat had some interest. Let me just read here. Barry Jackson just tweeted something out. He says, a final Durant thing, unlike a couple years ago when he asked to be traded from the Nets to the Suns, with the Heat reportedly his second choice, this time he did not ask for a trade to Miami or anywhere. Bob Meyer said on ESPN that when he saw Durant at a Commanders game last month, Durant told him he did not want to be traded, though he has no veto power, so he could have. But he doesn't go anywhere. Jimmy Butler does. It's a wild trade deadline the last week. Luka changes teams. Anthony Davis changes teams. Jimmy Butler changes teams. Like, there was a hell of a lot of action. But Kevin Durant stays with the Suns. I wonder what Jimmy Butler would have meant to Phoenix if he had ended up there. I wonder, do you think he has more of an impact? Like, I know you're saying he doesn't have much of an impact in Golden State. I'm kind of with you. I don't think he does much either. Do you think he would have had an impact in Phoenix with KD?
I think Jimmy Butler is a strong three. Like, that's my thing. Like, Hawk, you say it perfectly. Overachieved. Jimmy is not a top player on a top team. Getting out of the East was amazing for him. But at this age and what I've seen in the last couple of years, like, I don't think Jimmy's moving the needle from divisional round, whatever, to championship. I don't think Jimmy is really doing first round.
Would have one day a while ago. And I think even at the beginning of his Heat career, I think. Now, again, unless he was really dogging it all season and we see someone totally different out there for Golden State, I'm kind of with you. He should be the number three on a really good team, and he'll definitely give you some quality time.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And I'm the best Jimmy in South Florida now.
You think about this for a second. Is Jimmy Garcia
the best Jimmy?
The best Jimmy in South Florida, now that Jimmy Butler is gone.
What about Jimmy John's?
So Jimmy John's, but Jimmy John's are everywhere. Okay. We need someone that's only in South Florida. Jimmy Johnson, I mean, he's in the Keys.
And Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill. The restaurant's amazing, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. I'm on your side, Jimmy, but we're working through this.
Probably. I think Jimmy Johnson in the lead by a nose.
A nose.
Right now. Huh.
We got other Jimmys in radio, too.
Who?
Cephalou.
Oh, Jimmy Cephalo. You got him, Jimmy. Mm.
You got him.
You got him. Oh, look at Josh Appel. Goodness. Josh Appel just signed in from Radio Row. Can you make your phone go horizontal so that you look like the rest of the program?
Yeah, of course.
That's a good look.
Maybe not.
There we go. Is Kyle Long there? Because that was my excitement yesterday.
Do you want me to go find him?
No, just if you.
Is there anyone around you worth mentioning?
Justin Pugh and Baldy are sitting at the table to my right.
Oh, Brian Baldinger?
Yeah, Baldy.
Ask him if he'd like to give us a Baldy's breakdown on the air right now.
Well, he's in the middle of an interview, so I'm not going to.
That would be funny, though.
It would be rude to my neighbor who's interviewing him right now.
I gotcha.
Go touch him.
Should I just have him hold up his hand so I can see his pinky?
Marco's texting in Jimmy the Donk. Guy does great photoshops.
He does.
Jimmy the Donk does great photoshops. So how are things there on Radio Row in New Orleans, Appel?
Fantastic. I mean, it's been a busy couple of days. There's so many faces to see and hands to shake and voices to listen to. Dante Hall was just sitting at the table with my friend who's from Albuquerque.
From Hall and
Andrew Zimmern. The food guy, I haven't seen Hall or Oates today.
Oh, I thought you said Dante Hall from Hall & Oates.
No, I said Dante Hall.
The X Factor?
Yeah, he was sitting here. Cool.
Did his feet touch the floor when he's sitting down? Because he's about 5'2".
Crowder, it's funny you say that. My jaw hit the floor because I was shocked at how small he is.
Yeah,
I thought he was at least like 4 or 5 inches taller. He's a short human being.
He's a fourth grader. I met him one time and the same response. I was like, you're the X Factor? Like, you're the guy I watched on TV? And he was like, yeah. I was like, damn, you're little.
Did you have any celebrity run-ins last night, Crowder? You're usually mixing with the A-list.
Stephen A.
Oh.
Shannon Sharp. Molly Quorum.
You, all the little media A-listers hanging out together, huh?
It's funny. Cam Newton, but we've been friends for 20 years. So I talked to Cam last night. Now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, I was at a party, Asia and myself, and we were it was some creme de la creme there.
How big is Cam Newton?
Cam Newton is the opposite of Dante Hall. Cam is a gigantic person, man. Cam has me, honestly, no lie. Cam has me by 4 or 5 inches.
Like, it's hard to believe he was a quarterback, right? Like, you look at him and it doesn't add up.
It's hard to believe that he came out of a human. He is gigantic.
Yeah, I think he is so good on First Take. I really do. I think he's just – I like guys who just jump off the screen for whatever reason. It's why I like Mad Dog Russo. Like, certain guys, they just – because who's the guy? I just quoted. The guy, he was a former Golden State Warriors executive, Bob something. He's on the NBA panel.
Bob something. Yeah.
Not Myers. Bob Schusen. Bob Myers.
Myers. Yeah,
opposite of jumping off the camera. It's just the opposite. Yeah. Like, he just doesn't jump off the camera. Mad Dog, Cam Newton, they just jump off the camera.
You know what's funny? Shannon Sharp is not as big as people think he is.
Oh, he looks like a monster to me.
He's not. Shannon Sharp, I'm taller than Shannon.
Really?
He's put together thick, and wears
super tight suits.
He's thick. I got him by about an inch. Like, he knows how to accentuate his points. But, bro, if you stand next to Cam Newton, you feel unsafe. Because if this guy gets mad, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Remember the story was like a year, year and a half ago where he got jumped by high schoolers?
Yes. And
whooped
seven people's asses.
Remember that? He's
seconds.
Like just holding one off with one hand. Like, I mean.
And then ridiculous. He gave me a cigar. I was like, thanks. Like, I don't even smoke cigars, but Cam gave you a cigar. I didn't want to upset him because I didn't want him to get mad. I took the cigar. It's in my room right now.
Oh, let me do, as long as it's the 3 o'clock hour. It is the 3 o'clock hour, right? Let me do a little cat talk here. Sponsored by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, they'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Online at HollywoodKia.com. Panthers are in St. Louis tonight. Take on the Blues. They'll be back home Saturday. Host Ottawa, and then they begin that two-week break for the Four Nations hockey tournament. So they got the Blues tonight, Ottawa at home Saturday, and then a long break. It's an 8 p.m. puck drop tonight. You can hear it here on 560 WQAM. Panthers are a -170 favorite, if you're interested, or -1.5 on the goal line at +140. I saw a Tim Reynolds tweet last night. So Andrew Wiggins joins the Heat. He's the fourth number one overall pick to ever play for the Miami Heat. Can you guess the other three? Andrew Wiggins, a number one overall pick. Can you guess the three other overall number one picks?
Who was Bees?
No.
It was two. LeBron.
LeBron, of course.
Shaq. Wade wasn't one.
Shaq, that's right. Shaq, the second. Who is the third?
Shaq, Wiggins.
Norris Cole.
Was not Norris Cole. Good guess, though. Do you know Dan? You kind of look Crawford. Like you're...
I was on those first two. Shane Batty wasn't a number one overall pick, though, so that's not it.
No.
Birdman? No, I'm joking. That was a different number one pick.
Well, now you're typing, Appel. I mean, you're looking it up. I mean, we literally see you typing. Like, what are you trying to do there?
You can't see anything. Here's the thing. It was a fruitless effort because the Wi-Fi here is so bad that nothing happened.
But it was the fact that you were going to search it up while we're playing a game to see if you can figure it out is the part that has me confounded.
Well, you know, I wanted the answer right. So I tried to cheat.
but I have the answer.
Bill Belichick won plenty of Super Bowls by cheating. I mean, me answering this question.
It's Greg Oden. Greg Oden is number one overall.
So Beasley was actually a good guess. That should have sparked the thought because Oden went right before us.
No. That was the same year as Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant went second, didn't he?
I thought, didn't Beasley get picked the same year that
Beasley
Greg Oden
went second to the Heat?
But not in the same year
that's what I'm saying.
As Greg Oden. Yeah.
I don't remember. I thought Greg Oden played in the 50s. So I'm way off on that.
His cartilage is in the 50s.
All right, let's do headlines here. Dan Day is in for Solana, and Appel is on site at Radio Row, and Crowder is just off Canal Street at an Airbnb in New Orleans. By the way, reminder quickly, Zach Krantz, Saturday, is going to be out at Marlins Fan Fest at Lone Depot Park. That's 4 till 8 p.m. You can meet your favorite players and enjoy a behind-the-scenes ballpark tour and end the night with a fireworks show. So that's Saturday, Marlins Fan Fest. It's free. You can get more info at marlins.com. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
I know, Hawk, you touched on a lot of things, so I'm going to try to just fill in the gaps. After signing an ACC high 15 blue chippers, Miami has the top recruiting class in the conference for the third straight cycle. The class is ranked 13th nationally.
Raptors acquire James Wiseman from the Pacers. Mm.
I was worried about that. Where's old Wiseman going to end up in this whole thing? The OnlyFans plus-size model Sophie Hall, who is suing Tyreek Hill for breaking her leg in a backyard football game, now claims that after he injured her, the two of them engaged in sexual activity.
Clippers are trading Kevin Porter Jr. to the Bucks. Grizzlies are adding Marcus Smart.
Mm. What happened with Tyreek?
Detroit is acquiring Dennis Schroeder from the Jazz, who just acquired him from another team.
Tyreek did what?
Hurricanes
the Hawks
basketball.
Are trading Cody Zeller. The Suns are trading Yusuf Nurkic.
Mm. That's interesting.
I don't know what Yusuf's doing. I know what Tyreek's doing.
Hurricanes basketball team are off this week, and they will take
on. Put away your PJ Tucker unis, aww, Heat fans. He wasn't here for but a minute.
Did they make any additions of those jerseys?
Oh, PJ Tucker, people loved him when he was down here. He was, happy to be back, and then he wasn't back.
Yeah, give us the 4-1-1.
I bet an under on him once. It was like under 4.5 when I hit.
I know you hit. Yes. He has balls. What's a dog? Balls dad? What did he average in college? 2-2-1 or something?
He was a 2-2 guy.
2-2 guy. We got you, LeVar.
Pete Alonso.
It's all this background noise that we're hearing. Appel, you have something on your phone or your computer?
No.
You hear that, Crowder, Dan?
I do. That's Appel.
Maybe it's my computer.
What are you talking about? There's nothing on.
It's like.
I'm on Radio Row. There's a million things happening here. Of course there's sound happening. What do you want from me?
I don't know. We didn't tell you to do the segment on your phone. I mean, can you walk around or something?
I've been waiting for you to tell me what to do.
Let's go see who'd you say was over there. Let's go see Brian Baldinger.
And touch him. I want you to touch somebody.
Yeah.
He walked away.
Put Brian Baldinger in a headlock.
Yeah, like rub their shoulder.
We're watching Appel walk around right now, Radio Row.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's Baldy.
Go rub Baldy.
Let's go.
No,
come on. Can you lean in and give him a Baldy?
Yeah. Scared money don't make no money.
Scared money don't make no money.
You got to get indoctrinated to, it's like prison, Radio Row. You got to, you know. Touch and fight the biggest guy there.
You gotta fight your way into this club.
Yeah. Rub that guy's head. He looks big.
Where are you? Who is that?
That was Cam Newton.
Oh, there's Cam Newton?
Tell Cam. Touch Cam. Tell him I said hi, but touch him.
Can you zoom in? Or we just have to look at it that way? Like through.
You want me to walk onto his set?
What are you walking with?
Touch Cam in the middle of an interview?
Is that a telescope?
Him. Yeah. Somebody from Workaholics, a TV show, just by me.
All right.
I love that dude.
There's Doug Gottlieb up there.
Oh. Hey, yell out, how's the Green Bay team?
Doug I've worked with before. I consider him an acquaintance and a colleague, so I'm not going to do
make
that.
Him, about his, it doesn't make him any better of a college 22. Basketball coach, though. What does that have to do with his college basketball record?
I'm not going to taunt him about his job. Here's Zach Gelb. Want to go talk to Zach for a second?
Oh, yeah. Bring us up to Zach Gelb.
He might be going back on the air right now, but there's Zach.
This doesn't matter.
He's about to talk with Cameron.
Doesn't
Gordon.
Matter. Go up. Tackle him.
Touch him.
Tackle him.
Turn the phone around and walk right up to him so he can see it's us.
There you go. Yeah. Touch him. Touch his arm.
High five. Yeah.
Hey, Gelb, look at the phone, Gelb. Gelb.
I don't know what he's saying. I don't know.
He's
I don't
not
know
even looking at the phone. Tell him to look at the phone.
He was looking. You weren't looking.
He wasn't looking. We were staring at him. This is terrible. Terrible.
I mean, you left. You trusted me for this. So I think that's your fault.
All we did was watch you go give Zach Gelb a high five.
You told me to touch him.
That's not what we had in mind. All right. Let's get the rest of the headlines here with this.
Terrible.
Apologize for this detour.
And once again, we got the Panthers tonight, 8 o'clock in St. Louis as they take on the Blues.
All right. Anything else?
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations, 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Sunny and about 77 here in South Florida with cloudy skies.
Was it Derrick Rose drafted before Michael Beasley?
Yes, that's what it was.
Yes.
Thank you to the texters. Thank you to the texters. All right, Appel, you want to do something in the next segment?
Sure. Do you want to say hi to Billy Gill?
Sure, yeah. Put Billy Gill on.
Billy, say hi.
One of the greatest FIU broadcasters in the history of the world.
He said that you're one of the greatest FIU broadcasters in the history of the world. He says he's heard that.
That's
definitely for baseball.
It's Alejandro Solana's broadcast partner.
That's right. Big news.
Mm.
Like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah. All right. Anything else for us, Appel?
You tell me.
Well, I'm not there. You're there.
You just said, do you want us to go send you to do something? So you tell me.
Yeah. We want you to go eat a po' boy live on the air from Bourbon Street.
Oi. All right. Let me figure out how I'm going to do this.
No, one of the things at the beginning of the show, I said, text in what Appel should do. And Appel said, because someone texted in, order a shrimp po' boy in Ed Orgeron's voice. Will you go do that for us somewhere?
Sure.
All right. We'll reconnect with Josh Appel in New Orleans. He's going to order a shrimp po' boy in Ed Orgeron's voice. All right, we'll check in with you in a little bit. Over.
Over and out.
All right, over and out.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is French onion soup a soup?
Hawk and Crowder.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
They're going around the room, Crowder, on ESPN about their reaction to the dramatic trades. And there were a ton of dramatic trades this week at the NBA trade deadline. Jimmy Butler no longer on the Miami Heat. Andrew Wiggins is here. And that's the lineup I'm guessing we'll basically see for the rest of the season. I wanted to read you something from Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel, because he kind of, you know, encapsulates what's been going on with the Heat. The title of what he wrote was "From Darkness of Uncertainty, the Butler Trade Resets the Calmness of Clarity for the Heat." And this is what he writes. For a team with mottos, catchphrases, mantras, slogans, it was the simplicity that ruled the night with the Miami Heat finally finding a trade partner for Jimmy Butler. Clarity. Over and over, from locker to locker, even at the coaching podium, clarity was the word of choice Wednesday night after the trade that sent Butler, amid his third unpaid team suspension of the season, to the Golden State Warriors for a package that included forward Andrew Wiggins and a top 10 protected 2025 first-round pick. It's a huge lift for everybody. Just clarity to know what we've got moving forward, said Terry Rozier. Just clarity is what everyone is searching for at this point in the season, said Tyler Hero. Eric Spoelstra said, we're getting a little better role clarity. For weeks, actually months, the uncertainty with Butler prevented any of that. Teammates and coaching staff uncertain if they would be getting sullen, sassy, steadying, or surly Butler, with the only given being suspension, suspension, suspension. Now, with the passing of Thursday's NBA trading deadline, there's a winning record, and seemingly most importantly among those who remain, stability. So, with the deal of veteran guard Josh Richardson to the Pistons as part of the Butler machinations, finally, an exhale, both petulant Jimmy and playoff Jimmy exiting stage left. I think it allows us to take a deep breath, exhale, and understand that we will be able to move forward, Kevin Love said, and hopefully it will be onward and upward for us. Being able to keep our group and this core together, it's a good thing to feel, and it's a good thing to see. For weeks, as he tinkered with his lineups and toggled between the moments Butler would be available and those Butler was absent, Spoelstra consistently maneuvered with an eye toward this movement when angst could be replaced by the promise of youth. Different guys are continuing to get better, said Spoelstra, who has turned more often amid the Butler saga to the potential of recent first-round picks Nikola Jovic, Jaime Jaquez Jr., and Khalil Ware. Our young guys make strides. It's not going to be every single game. Some games, it's different guys stepping up, and other guys don't play great. That's part of the deal. Ira Winderman continues writing. But with the deal, with the Butler trade, only now is there a sense of identity for the 2024-2025 Miami Heat, for better or worse. It's not easy when our best player at the moment was kind of out, and then you've got to figure out the rotation, Jovic said of Butler and the uncertainty that began with the forwards angling for a trade in early December. Jovic went on, but now at this point, with a lot of minutes together, it's just simple, beautiful basketball after that. So a victory on Wednesday night over the Sixers at the Wells Fargo Center, and now moving on, team identity solidified for Friday night's game against the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center at the close of this four-game trip. Terry Rozier said, I think it's going to take a huge weight off everyone's shoulders once we can move forward from everything, once it's over with who we got and we can move forward with and try to put it together and get ready for the playoffs. I think it's a huge lift for everybody. For Heat captain Bam Adebayo, it was a matter of, again, having a defined hierarchy of leadership. Me and Tyler and K-Love are probably the most vocal, Adebayo said, now settling of the roster going forward. For me and Tyler, it's getting guys to understand it's an everyday grind, Ira Winderman writes. But without the everyday grind of uncertainty of whether it is a suspension day or a playing day for Butler, who is now the concern of Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Steve Kerr. We're trying to get the good days. We're trying to stack good days, Hero said. We'll find consistency in that. So Ira writes, so yes, clarity. And Kevin Love, finally, I think it could end up being a great thing for us, not just in the long term. I think that's a big part of the reason the front office did that. But certainly in the short term, it feels that way as well. Clarity. We talked about it a million times. You're going to read Ira's work in the Sun Sentinel. But we talked about it a million times. Spo didn't have clarity game to game.
No. Nope.
Tyler Hero and Bam didn't have clarity game to game. I don't know if the roster's better without Jimmy Butler. It's better with a dog in it, Jimmy Butler. But I don't know that the roster's better without Jimmy Butler. But it does have clarity, which it's lacked for a couple of months now.
It's not post or pre. It was always post Jimmy Butler. We know it. Jimmy Butler wasn't going to be there. So now Spo can arrange his roster. Spo can set up offensive defenses and all that, knowing his 12 or 13 he's going to play with. And that's all it goes. I've said it weeks ago. I said it with Jim Butler saying, bro, the hardest person this was on is Spo on game day. They're working about aprons and salary caps and all that stuff. It is a part of the game. But Spo needs to know who I'm going to roll out there against these teams that we're playing. And these games aren't stopping if we have to worry about the second apron. So that's on Andy Ellisberg, and that's on Pat Riley. But Spo needs to know who he has. And now that Wiggins, Hero, and Bam, that's our big three. Because, Hawk, you made it fine to call anybody a big three. That's our big three right now.
Well, so we need to call Chris Greer and Tua and Mike McDaniel a big three. It's a little tongue-in-cheek.
Wiggins, Bam, Hero. That's the big three we're dealing with. I don't think it's going to be the big three next season. I think they're setting up for something else, but that's our big three right now. Spo, go win some games with those guys.
Going to be very interesting to see how Jimmy Butler is absorbed into the Golden State roster. Because I said it yesterday, that they also, I believe, have something of that Heat culture where, you know, mm-hmm. and again, they've had their troublemakers, still do, Draymond Green. But I wonder, does Jimmy go above and beyond to fit in and be team player guy? Or is he kind of feeling himself now where, you know, sometimes you become the villain and you embrace it. And I wonder if Jimmy's going in there like, yeah, y'all saw who I really am. I'm not changing. Going in there, I'm going to do what I do. And hopefully it'll work with Steph and Draymond, and Steve Kerr. But I'm not bowing down to the altar of Golden State. I wonder what his, you know, because someone texted in. We were talking about, you know, whether he made fans. Jimmy Butler made fans amongst other NBA players during this standoff. And someone texted in, and it's so true. A lot of people are of the belief that because of what Jimmy Butler pulled, the days of massive guaranteed contracts in the NBA are going to be ending.
Hmm.
That teams watching what Jimmy Butler did, where you're going to get paid, whether you're a pain in the ass or not, you're going to get paid whether you're playing hard or not, because the contracts are guaranteed. Maybe Jimmy Butler was so vocal and blatant about what he was doing that he ruined these guaranteed contracts for a lot of players moving forward.
He had a resume. He had a past of doing this. But, yeah, I can look at it from a Andy Ellisberg situation or Pat Riley situation and say, I'm not going to give a guy, even the Bradley Beal, no trade clause stuff. No, I'm not giving you a no trade. What if you just get mad and upset and emotional, have a temper tantrum, which I've been calling for years about Jimmy Butler, and now we're just stuck? Now we're paying you to sit home? 100% Hawk. And I'll tell you, too, I'm taking Jimmy's unders in Golden State.
I am, too. I think people are thinking he's going to come in and ball out like 6 years ago. And I don't think he's got that in him. And I think he is content to facilitate. I think he's content to be the third guy. I really do.
And Steve Kerr is going to say, Jimmy, go be that dude. Was Steph there? Like, when has Jimmy been a great number? When has Jimmy been a great Robin? He didn't win as a Robin. He was Batman. He can't, like, I'm telling you, Jimmy, like I said, is a very good basketball player. He's not on the level, the elite, the great level. Jimmy's a very good basketball player. I'm taking all his unders, and I think it'll take some transition time for him to get into that Golden State system.
Warriors play the Lakers tonight. Now, I'm assuming Jimmy is not going to be suited up for that because he has to pass a physical and stuff. But I think Luka is going to be suited up for the Lakers tonight.
Over.
Let's see here. Let me see.
I'm going to say over, and then you're going to say
Before you say over, would you like to hear what the over is?
37. What?
Let's see. Oh, maybe he's not playing tonight because there's no props. I thought I had read that Luka was going to be available tonight, but maybe being available is different than starting.
Yeah, I saw that he could be available by Saturday. I saw somewhere.
Oh, is that so? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You got the app up? The app.
Yeah.
What's LeBron? Because LeBron's going to try to prove something too.
27 and a half.
They are so smart.
LeBron and Steph Curry are both 27 and a half tonight. Draymond Green is 9.5. Gabe Vincent is 8.5 if you're interested in the Gabe Vincent play.
Who who's Robin now in LA?
Well, are you saying when Luka's active? Is it Luka LeBron?
If Luka doesn't play, is it LeBron and
Austin Reeves? No, Austin Reeves over under 22.5. Rui Hachimura, 16.5. Who's Robin though when Luka's out there?
Oh, I think it has to Bron is big man.
So Luka plays the Robin role?
Luka's Robin.
Wow.
Isn't he? This is LeBron's team.
I mean, Luka's better than LeBron right now.
Well, Hawk, you've been there for 61 hours. You can't be Batman when you just got there and LeBron's on the team.
Yeah, but maybe LeBron's been looking for a Batman, you know. Like, if you're who's their coach? I'm drawing a blank on his name. The podcaster. J.J. Redick.
Redick, yeah.
If you're J.J. Redick, do you call Luka over and say, bro, this is your team. Like, go do your thing? Do you think that's J.J. Redick's idea of what he needs to do with Luka when he gets there? Because obviously it is very easy to fall into the spell of LeBron is the greatest and I'm just here, you know, as part of LeBron's team. I wonder if J.J. Redick is like, no, Luka, you're that dude.
Speaking of J.J. Redick, to this conversation, Hawk, I think that J.J. Redick and LeBron already had this conversation before Luka even
about
landed.
Who's going to be that dude?
Yes. Hey, Bron, how do you want to play this?
Right.
Do you want to still be the guy or you want to let the young boy take over? Because we know at a point Luka has to take over. That's why they traded for him and got rid of AD.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a – somebody texts in that Jimmy's a game-time decision. Is Jimmy in Golden State? Like, is there a possibility that he will play? Did he already land on the West Coast? I think the game's in L.A. I'll have to look and see. That's interesting. That's must-watch television.
Yes.
If Jimmy Butler – and when do they come down here? The Warriors come down to Miami.
It's in like a couple of weeks, 2 weeks.
Is it a couple of weeks? Let me see. Someone had texted
a month and a half
today earlier. Warriors at Heat, Tuesday, March 25th. So a couple months away. Hmm. Tuesday, March 25th. Your gut instinct, does Jimmy Butler come down here and play with the Warriors?
Yes.
I don't think he travels.
Ooh.
Really?
Yep.
I think it got so nasty he tries to show, because it's an emotional decision.
I think he shows you, that's how uninterested I am in Miami. I'm not even making the road trip. Because someone had texted me, a friend of mine from Chicago, who's a huge Jimmy Butler fan. He's like, think this is going to be an impossible ticket. And I said, wait, just wait a little bit. Because you buy him now, like my gut tells me he won't play.
But he's childish. He has to come down here and check on Big Face Coffee. He's going to take the trip.
Mm-hmm. We shall.
And now I can really say it. Big Face Coffee is garbage.
$10 a cup.
Garbage.
Garbage. Straight up garbage. All right. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll check in with Josh Appel somewhere in New Orleans during the 4 o'clock hour because he's going to order a po' boy. And we'll get some headlines. We'll do 15 minutes of Heat. And we'll keep an eye if there's any after deadline NBA deals. We'll certainly let you know. And we got to talk Super Bowl, too, because we're like a day and a half away from being done with our Radio Row broadcast.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Welcome to Moe's.
Hawk and Crowder.